Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we are going to discuss different things like working on conflict in your life and issues that create power, that create conflict, such as poor communication, or things like, do you like to create conflict in your life? Because some people grow up in an environment where they like to create conflict. And are you willing to change? And also about how this also relates to conflict in the workplace. So let's first start off by talking about conflict in your life. And what that means is if you grow up in a hostile environment like I did, then hostility seems to surround you, and it also tends to feed into who you are as an adult. Because my mother emotionally and verbally abused her children, and no matter what you said to her, she always saw the negative side of things. She could never say a nice thing to anyone or believe in anyone in any way. And this also fed into how she looked at society and how she looked at different things in her life. And what I would like to do is discuss some issues that help create conflict, and that can be poor communication. I grew up in a family where my father was a lawyer and my mother stayed home and did the cooking. Instead of us having meals as a family in the evening and talking to each other and being interested in what each other was doing and the good things in life, my mother would feed us first, and then my father would, she would leave the food on warm, and then when he would come in the evening, he would sit down at the table and eat himself. And the only time we ever sat down as a family was during the holiday, when we either had someone over to our house or we went to their house. But there was no real camaraderie. There was no closeness, not on my father's side and neither on my mother's side. My mother comes from New York, and I grew up in Savannah. And when she would talk to her sister, she would talk for maybe 5 minutes, and it was like, how's the mama, how's the papa, how's this one doing that? And there was no real conversation there either. They did not grow up in an environment where they were taught how to be a family. So she did not look for a relationship where she could create a family of her own. There was no real love or respect between my parents, and they did not show that towards their children in any way. So their children are also in conflict with each other. And also, your behavior patterns also play into how you communicate, because some people are very controlling, and when they talk to you, it's, you've got to do it my way and my way only. Then you have someone else who's very talkative and very interacting, and that person finds it easy to find friends. Then you also have the steadiness personality, and that person is very analytical in how they look at things, and the creative mind, and they tend to be someone who goes strictly by the book. Well, when they communicate with each other, unless they're willing to adapt to each other's behavior pattern, then that can create conflict. And you see that in the workplace, because managers may come in being one way, and their employees or the people that they manage are different behavior patterns, and they don't try to understand or communicate in a way that can create cohesiveness with each other. And these are some things that we need to look at and consider when we look at conflict. Now, let's show how a conflict in the home life can create an adult who looks at having conflict around them. My mother grew up in a home where my grandfather had very poor eyesight, and back when the Europeans first came to this country, many of them had the pushcarts on the corner, and they would sell and then bring the money home. My grandfather had a pushcart in New York, but later in life, as what happened was with my grandmother, she came from a home where there was a lot of negativity, and where the father sat down and he ate the meal first. He was not very good to his children. So she brought a lot of hostility and anger into our home. And then what she did was she fought with my grandfather constantly. So what would happen is when he would get tired of fighting with her, he would just take off and travel around. And then he'd come back and he'd stay a while. And this was a pattern that was repeated itself until he got to a point where he was in an age where he couldn't leave anymore. And I remember many a time going into New York and staying there during the summer and hearing her cursing him and fighting him. And his only alternative was to just take his cane, because he was blind, and go down to the park and sit there. And that was the only way he could get away from it at that time. Then my mother, when she got married, all she knew how to do was create conflict around her. She could never say anything nice to her children. She could never give them a word of encouragement. Well, when you have a child with a disability, you almost have to be aware that what you're doing and how you're treating them is very negative. Because when you do that, what you're doing is you're creating low self-esteem in them. And then when they have low self-esteem, if you think of transactional analysis, then what they're doing is they're looking at other people and saying, you're okay, I'm not okay, and if I'm not okay, then I'm going to make you not okay. So they tend to have to create conflict around them also. This is why you need to look and understand this, because when you go into a relationship, whether at work or in your own home, if you're going to create conflict, then today, if you look at what's been happening in the news, you're seeing a lot of children that are people, instead of just committing suicide and killing themselves, what they're doing is they're going out and they're taking other people with them. Virginia Tech and the killing there, that's the prime example. You're seeing, too, today of a lot of serial killers being picked up off the street. And what they're doing is that's their way of taking out their hatred from themselves and putting it onto someone else and doing them in. Because in so many ways, sometimes when they're doing that, when they're doing this woman in and it's a male, what they're doing is that's their way of attacking their mother because of the things that she did to them, or maybe she sexually abused them or something. There's a lot of things that play into why people react the way they do in the situations they do. So it's up to you to decide what you want to do and how you want to handle it and how you want to change that conflict. And are you willing to change? There's several forms of therapy that can help you to change. One is transactional analysis, where you look at the adult, and the adult says you should, and those are the takes that you hear in your head over and over again. They're the, when you repeat those things to your children, then you're making those affirmations, so you need to change the way you look and express affirmations in your life. And then there's also psychodrama. Psychodrama is a form of counseling where what you do is you're writing the script from your personal experiences. And then what you're doing is you're creating different characters. And then you have an alter ego who stands behind you. And what he does is he'll express feelings and emotions that you may not be expressing, but he gets the feeling from you. And then you have to either say that, or you turn it around and make it into something different. But it's also a way of working through the issues and the conflicts in your life so you can get beyond them. And it sometimes it can take years of counseling to overcome this. And it's, the thing is, you have to be ready to change. You have to be looking forward, because many a times what that does is that holds you back from succeeding in your life. And when you want to succeed, then what you got to do is you got to change your thinking around. And going back to transactional analysis, you've got the adult that says, I am able to. And that's where you have processed all of the negativity out of your life, and you're able to look at yourself and see the positives and become what you see yourself as being, and use visualization in your life to put yourself in that position where you are successful and creative. It all comes into a situation where you have to do what helps you and helps you create success in your life and helps you change your mentality of how you see things. It's something that you have to decide you want for yourself. You can't just expect it to happen because you want it to happen. It's something that you sort of have to make happen in your life. You have to create the opportunity for yourself to find that. And it's up to you to decide how you want to handle that and deal with that in your life. So what can you do, and how can you set things up so that you can open up your life and turn things around and be the person that you want to be and help yourself think differently about how you see things? It's up to you to decide what you want to do and how you want to handle it. Then you've got the child who says, I want. Think of yourself when you were a child. What were the things that you wanted? Many a times, if you've got a parent that's very negative and they only give you things when you sit there and cry and throw temper tantrums, then you learn to throw temper tantrums all your life, because that gets you what you want. I remember many years ago as a child going to the circus, and they had a bird that made a sound when you swung it around. And I remember throwing a temper tantrum to get it, and they did finally get it. But when I look back and now, what it was that was my way of saying that if you're not going to give me an attention or give me something in the way of love, and the only way you know how to give me love is to buy me something, then I'm going to throw a temper tantrum to get something, because that's your way of showing love, and I want to know that you love me. The horrible thing is that satisfied me for that point of time, but in the long run, that did not create any satisfaction or any change in attitude in the home. And only because I left the home and moved on and found other ways to turn my life around and have had to distance myself from my family, did I find some satisfaction. So as you can see, the only reason that I've found success for myself is because I decided I wanted to find success. But if I was looking for it from my family, then no, that was not going to be a way that I was going to get success, because in their mind, they can't see anything except negativity, and they only know how to talk in negativity. My father died when I was 18 years old, and he had written his will when he was in 1955, when we were small children, and he died in 1970. But he was married close to 25 years, but because there was no real love between them and no real respect between them, it was a very cold marriage. And in doing that and in having that kind of a cold marriage, then what that taught their children was that if you were going to get married or have a relationship, then that was the kind of relationship that you were going to be attracted to. And for many reasons, that my older sister is deaf, and here she was being around deaf people and talking about getting married and having children, but she couldn't even have a relationship with someone in a mature fashion because she was in an environment that she wanted to get away from, she looked at marriage as the escape, and not understanding that what she needed to do was to finish her education, get a job, get her own place, become more mature in how she looked at things, learn how to have a relationship with someone, and then get married and have children. But she was just looking at marriage as an escape. And I grew up in an environment and was educated at a time when there were no laws guaranteeing people with disabilities a right to an education. So there were no people with disabilities around me for me to relate to. So in a lot of ways, what that did was I had to, my way of dealing with the situations and the hostile environment was to escape from it. And how I would escape from it would be to go into my bedroom and cry and question why. Why me? And eventually I came to the realization that there was a purpose for me in life, and I just had to set goals for myself. I had to turn my life around in spite of my family. Even when I was in college and my father was gone, every time I took a class, all my mother would tell me is, you're going to fail. Because in her mind, she wanted me to fail. Because as long as I failed, then what happened was I stayed at home, I got a disability check, she controlled the money, and the money went to her, and she could peddle me out money as she saw fit, and then she could constantly belittle me because I was not what she wanted me to be. But instead of doing their program for me or their script for me, I decided to re-script myself and turn things around and become more positive. And in doing so, I have owned my own business for 24 years. Now, I've not been as successful financially as I would like to be because it does take money to make money, but it's a negative only if it's going to prevent you from doing something that you want to do. So the best thing you can do is to find a way to compromise and to learn how to change your way of thinking and turn the tapes around that you hear in your head to become something more positive. And as you do that, then you begin to build your own self-esteem in yourself. As you build that self-esteem, then you learn to increase your opportunities of becoming more self-sufficient. And as you become more self-sufficient, then you begin to take more control of your life. And that's what you really want to do, is learn how to take more control in your life and become more independent. And there's lots of things that you have to do to become more independent. And let's talk about conflict in the workplace as our last segment in this show. And what happens is, not only when you're talking about the fact that people communicate in a different way, but you may have a team put together where they're all of the same behavior pattern. Because if you got in a team, you have the creator, the advancer, the refiner, the enforcer, and then you also have the flexor or the facilitator of the group. And the creator is someone who can see the whole picture of something, and he can come up with the ideas. Well, if everyone in the book is a creator, then what happens is you're going to have conflict because they all want to come up with an idea of what's going to make something succeed and bring it to fruition. But you don't have anyone that's going to take and look at it and refine it, and you don't have anyone that's going to take it and say, we need to change this, we need to change that. That's why you can create conflict in the workplace. Now, the creator comes up with the whole idea. The refiner takes it. He looks at it. He will either pass it back to the advancer, because the advancer takes it and looks at it. He decides whether to move it on to the refiner, then the refiner takes it on and moves it on to the enforcer. But you've got the flexor, the facilitator, that takes me and he works with the whole group to make sure that it all runs smoothly. Well, if you don't have that in a team, if you have everyone who wants to do it their way, then you're going to create conflict between each other. So as you can see, there's a lot of things that come into conflict. But if you have someone in the group who comes from an environment where there was a lot of conflict and a lot of anger, then he also brings that to the group too. So therefore, that's why mental health counseling is a very important aspect of how you deal with all the issues in your life and how you take them and work them and complete them and make them all come together. It's up to you to decide where you want to be in the future and how successful you want to be in your life. So as you can see, there's a lot of things to consider in how conflict can create itself and manifest itself in the environment. And once you've taken and left your home, I've met a lot of people who have come from hostile environments that when they left their home and they changed the way they thought, then what they did was they made their wife and their children their own nuclear family, and they stayed away from the family that was very hostile. I, because I grew up with a disability, was not lucky enough to have someone in my life that I can create that kind of loving family. So I tended to keep in touch with my family. And then what happens is that I find that because I'm not getting my needs met from them, then the anger still lingers. Because they're still, as you struggle to find success for yourself, and you don't have a means of getting the funds on your own, and you know that your family is out there and they could help you if they wanted to, but that for them it's like the carrot on the stick, that we will help you only if you do what we want you to do and let us treat you any way we want to treat you, then that's still pulling you back into that negative environment. And I understand that on an intellectual level, but an emotional level, it still hurts me. And because it still hurts me, what happens is I might dwell on it more than I might, especially a time when I'm struggling to pay my bills and move my business into a different direction. Now, one thing I have found is because I have understood what was going on and I have not let that keep me from working on my goals, and what has happened is that I have a contract with a company that's a webinar company to teach classes on my topic. And when those things come up, then I will be making $300 for the hour presentation. But it still is something that takes time because even though they started the marketing in September, it takes. They're first going to have to go into the city, contact all the churches, contact all the nonprofit organizations, sit down with them, put together a contract on what type of program they want to offer, and then give them a couple of months to go out and market it and get people to sign up. And for it to be profitable, they need 100 to 200 people in the class for the presentation to move forward. Well, just the fact that it can be 6 months before they really get up and running, then that's, even though that's something that is a success in my life, financially it has not proven itself just yet. But I do know that in time it will, and I understand where they're coming from and why they're doing that. So as you can see, your mindset really plays into it, because if you think negatively, then you're going to look at things negatively and you're not going to see the positives in something in your life and find a way to make these things work. So what we want to do is help you come up with some ways that you can find some success for yourself. And I offer a program that teaches you how to set goals in your life and how to write out a mission for yourself. Because when you don't have a mission and you don't understand what a mission is, then you don't understand how you can take and visualize something. And the more you visualize something and the more you put yourself there, the more that will become a reality for you. So when you think about it, think about those things and how do I change myself to become more positive? How do I find success for myself in the future? What are some things that I can do to help myself become more independent? How can I change my mindset to become more positive? You need to come up with some affirmations that can help you set your goals and work on them, and how to get rid of the conflict in your life, how to change and look for all the positives and not the negatives, and also how to get rid of the people who are very negative in your life that help create the hostility around you. And I know when it's your family, it's something that's hard to do, but sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and you just have to get rid of them and get them out of your life. If you can't totally get them out of your life, then keep it limited down to an hour or two a day that you may talk to them, or once a week, or even once a month. But the fact of the matter is that you got to stay away from the negative in your life and begin to believe in yourself and see yourself as becoming more successful. That is how you get rid of all the negatives in your life. So begin to think of yourself and build self-esteem. And the best way to build your self-esteem is to set small goals, something that you can achieve. Because when you achieve something and feel that success, then what happens is that it does help you to begin to believe in yourself. And as you believe in yourself and you build your self-esteem, then what happens is you find more successes for yourself. Now, what I would like to do is tell you about my website. And my website is called personalmentorcareercoach.com. And on my website, you can sign up as a member. And when you become a member, then you will receive on an ongoing basis, twice a week, a success tip, something that you can use to turn your life around and become more independent and begin to think more positively about yourself. The first thing I would like you to do is to maybe think about looking at, as a child, what are all your wants? Why don't you write them down and look at where the conflicts are. Then look at what your parent tells you, which is you should. What are all the shoulds that you heard in your life? Where are the negatives there? How can you take those negatives out? And then look at what the adult says. And the adult says, I am able to. Take all of those things together and build self-confidence for yourself. Then you can also sign up for some of my mentoring courses. And I also have a newsletter that teaches you how to communicate better, how to work as a team, how to become a good leader. These are things that will help you to get rid of conflict in your life and how to work with people in a team in a better way. And also, I would like to invite you to listen to the show next week when we talk about how to change your mindset, how to begin to think more positively about yourself, how to find, make successful choices in your life, how to begin to think more positively and make better choices. And I would like to take this time to also invite you to come back on February 9th, when we will have several guest speakers on from the Southeast, which is Business Technical Assistance Center, which will be give you information on where to go for support in certain issues that you have and how we can help you to begin to think of yourself and find success for yourself if you're someone with a disability. Where are the sources available to you? Because I know that the school system today and the colleges today, even though they're under certain laws and mandates to find success for you and help you find the job, even rehabilitation services, they are not doing what they need to do, and you need to find a way to become more of an advocate for yourself. And I would also like to take the time to tell you goodbye and hope that you come back next week. Thank you.